There we go. 4 seconds. Welcome to RealLibertyMedia.com. That's the man from way down in the Southland. I think I talk funny. Y'all are listening to him. This is Real Liberty Media. I'm Vince Easley. I'm your host, along for What Matters, Ponder Gander. Today is All Flesh is Grass. It's a tune in time from the colors of life, pulling out the words and laying down the lines. A tale in tune with pen and pad from the black and white. All flesh is grass. I'm used in the music as Stephen Tolbert. That's the man from Alabama. This is today, right now, on RealLibertyMedia.com and RLM Radio. Just be tuned up and downstream and to all the other places. I did the last 3 days in building the broadcast and played the music to air and shared. And that will be in the radio log, in the page down there. There'll be a player and a description and all that, what to do with it. Well, where am I at? Right here on Real Liberty Media. Let me go over in the chat and say, how do you do, everybody? And in both stations that and visiting in over here. Howdy, howdy. Welcome in. Who do you say? What do you say? Yes, he says, Dust says, I should stick to mechanical bull riding. I tried to tune up a little bit there before I got started. All right. What am I here for? What am I about this here, this flesh and the spirit of taking a look at the contrast of control of ourself and others is what this comes down to, and I hope to get to. And where do we meet together? And that's in the music, that muse, that part of another, the other share to themselves, that we share and experience to be part of ourselves at that then. Take it in and make it our own. What somebody puts out, what I put out, it's no longer mine. It's gone. It's out there. Anybody that takes it, it's theirs, right? And puts it back up. Retunication. These last 3 days has been a pre-tunication. Today is the articulation. It's not really articulated so well. Our tunication, officially. That communication and art. What I say, I guess I'll give an answer before the question comes. And let me say, I'm not fighting to be right. I'm fighting to be right. Can I say that right? I'm fighting to be right. You know, we'll see. We'll see how that goes as it moves in there in this examination of what is all flesh is grass. Cottonmouth. There we go. Where am I? It's a tune, a tale in tune. Today it's mused in the music of Stephen Tolbert. All flesh is grass. And where does music go? We're going to look in and see where that goes. Pulling out words of or in, intersected in the music. Just art and of communication. Away with words. Clickable color. Pickable pieces. There's a time to wonder. I know war on the sense making. In a world that's free, contrasting occupation, intersected in black and white, or intercepted in black and white. The listened heart is the music, ripped sheets of melody. Well, where we end up? At the dawning, let the dawning of the day, and it comes in merriment and sorrow. All flesh is grass. On the journey we travel together, popping up times and songs that echo parts of ourselves and our experience, pulling out the words to sing as our own. My journey, our tune, what we make together, a record, and a ponder gander, a look at the echo. Some of the music that Steve played that I played and he sang and all that put to air. Bicycles in the Tall Grass. What I hear out of that is where the living used to be. Then they sang Old Crazy Jim and The Shadow of the Pine as well. And that there, that the dawning of the day. If it wasn't real, I wouldn't care. We'll wait till sunrise where it's not so alone and lonesome. Move that book. All right. I think I come to this part, and then I got to back up. Wait just a minute. No, here's something. I'll finish. Yes, the heart is a door, right? All the songs about blues. That was a song he sang. I think I got that in notes too. These are side notes. Let me finish him out. Here's something though. No, I gave that one. Well, here it is. Give me a joy. Give me a song of joy, of happiness. And we find that what drives this art that want to create, is it not? I think. Now, let me back up. I think I'm where we're at. Here's the open, yes. Stephen Tolbert. He come from Alabama. Musically mused. Right here in black and white. Sounds and songs. Where we meet the music. In the middle. Perhaps it takes a blind heart, you see. It's really hard to understand the story and explain how I feel. Like an old man. Left to tell what it's all about. It's a mystery how the darkness shines. It's just plain old living still going down. Let me sing a happy song. So that, what I took out of these last 3 days is a string and sing. Sure sounds pretty fair to me. I can't write poems, it seems, anymore, or to begin with. Well, my pen breaks again and again. My ink dreams are splattered all over the floor. An open door, kind of elbow deep in ink. Thanks, Johnny Knox. Put in the muse to music, the listened heart. More from Johnny Knox. Where does the music go? Well, when the one who played it dies, it never goes away. It's been given. Ashley May from Lost Dog Street Band, she said something to that effect. Once it comes out and goes out, it goes to that person, the hearer, the listener. Well, what am I calling it? Sheet rips or ripped sheets? Yep, ripping off the music. It's in the soul, though, don't you know? You know, fall from grace. Another good song, but that really describes things, doesn't it? Inside of me, once you play that song out, it's the world. That's what she said. From War Inside of Me. Once you play that song out, it's the world. Ashley May. All right, here we were back. I think I'm debating on going here. This is the start of where I've picked up at. I think I'm going to go over to where I'm building the radio log, though, and interrupt that part. We'll come to that. That's kind of a pull-out interpretation of the songs I listened to, where I pulled out a little piece and a little part of it and put it down. But I want to go over here where I'm at. Wait a minute. I'm on the wrong one. Here, over here. There you are. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it bigger. I like it smaller where I can kind of see the expanse of what it is I'm doing. But when it comes to reading, a little bigger is better. All right. Let's take her from the top then. Yeah, where I messed it all up at. I got back and fixed all that. So I decided to call this All Flesh Is... Flesh Is Grass. And I still got the black and white in perspective to carry it over in the contrast. Again, contrast in the occupation is the direction I'm headed here for the new radio up until about December. So, A Tune in Time from the Colors... Let me try again. A Tune in Time from the Colors of Life from the black and white. It's A Tune in Time. It's a string and sing, tapping out the tempo. Talking about life here on What Matters of Ponder Gathering, the radio writing series, and a swallow. excuse me. Mused in the Musy, Stephen Tolbert, that man from Alabama. Any here on the radio log, you'll see a little music thing or a click mark, and that's right there for the link to take you there. That's that clickable part of it, right? Clickable and pickable. A tale in tune with a pen and pad, pulling out words, laying down lines. Here's what some folks said there that I pulled out and put them all back together, laid them down there in lines in black and white. Go on doing with your pen what in other times was done with the sword. The heart always sings, all right, and maybe if it's beat down so long, it whimpers, but looking at that liberty, finding that happiness and joy. We're exploring through here, there's sides to that. Merriment, the other side. Beneath the rule of men entirely great. Beneath the rule of men entirely great. The pen is mightier than the sword. Behold, the Archenchanter's wand, itself a nothing. Dash of pen, goose quills, and dare scarce come thither. How much more cruel the pen may be than the sword. Have we made laws about that? Well, them come from Thomas Jefferson, Edwin Bulwer, George Whetstone, and a Hamlet reference of Shakespeare, as well as Robert Burton, The Anatomy of Melancholy. The pen is mightier than the sword. Where does it affect? I guess it'll reach out and get you here to who we are. This experience that we have as life, the roaming around here on this big expanse. All flesh is grass. As flesh, all flesh is grass, and the goodliness I see. Like flowers of the field, all withered away. Man, born of a woman, full of troubles for a few days. Like a vapor that appears for a little while, with time vanishes away. I've oft time wondered about the things I've done. 'Twas vexation of spirit, vanity beneath the sun. All flesh is grass, and the goodness I see, like the flower of the field, all withered away. White man, red man, black man, all flesh is grass. That's a song. Stephen Tolbert. All here linked up here. I put a picture of the grass out there in the hills of Tennessee. East Tennessee, back in the land of my ancestors. When I went through and around the country. That was in this 2017 part of it. This was on Memorial. Well, I threw the from winter into spring. And here below it, it says, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And this is something here I put together in behind it. Part of it I kind of took from somewhere else. I heard the air the good night part. But nonetheless, I captured those words and made them mine. Well, who's to say it ain't? Is the truth written? Painted like a picture? Hanging on a wall? A mirror, mirror, tell it all. Tell me how. Now found, shattered. Dying. The DK line. Raging in the light, torn, love lorn ne'er to go gently ere the good night. Well, here in this in that picture, I reckon it says here is about the time I first the first time I shared Steve's song, All Flesh is Grass. I did find reference I remember at least back to McMurdy's. I just didn't go find that, but I gotta go find that because there's more back there to include. Well, let's see where I'm at. Yeah. Then there you'll find some links and stuff. They're all clickable. Here's one. I forget what's in. I had to have to look it up, open it back up, and I may do that. It says here, which is, excuse me, just a sec. frog. I had to evict him. Live by the Spirit and reject the deeds of the flesh. Now, it can be taken in religiosity, or it can be taken as an examination of the personal battle, daily battles, the difficulties in life, the attractions, and the parts of detriment too. It's like a dog sometimes turn back to his own butte. Well, how far do we go? We get to a point where we're done, we're all good, and we're there where we need to be, or is it a line to cross, or is it a direction we move? I'm always looking to try to go better, in a better way. Sometimes people get into a bad cycle. I always wonder about that. What's the what makes that come about? Now, wait, did I go too far? I did. Now, I got a video when I was out there in Tennessee. A regular listener should remember. I was out there and I cleaned up a couple of the old cemeteries where the Easleys come from before or after coming from Virginia. And Vincent Easley, which is my name as well, this lady lived out front. Well, anyway, she'd written a little book and poems and so forth. And in it, I think it's about three pages, it's Golden Nuggets. And she'd wondered about why. Oh, that was the name of her book, Golden Nuggets, When God Calls. She'd wondered why none of the descendants of the Easleys there, or anybody else, so some other family members there, had not ever come to tend the cemetery. Well, I happened to show up after all them many years. Now, me and my brother found that and come up the backside of the hill, and I found one stone with a V and an E on it. And it was a footstone, so it was just like the small one scratched in there. And then I come back all them many years to go tend it. And after all them years, and nobody come, and here I come, and the very next day, on Memorial Day, a man and woman come from her church, because she had been so prayerful, I guess I'd say that, what it is, about getting that done. That's something that had touched part of her. Well, when God calls, it's a memorial to a life of prayer and patience. I uploaded the video, and it's in the check right there, Golden Nuggets. It'll be there. It's uploaded in December 2018, but it was when I was in Kingsport over in East Tennessee on Memorial Day in the earlier part of 2017. I've got a typo here. This is one of the three Easley cemeteries there, and this one is the first Vincent Easley from back in the 1800s. 100 years between us. Well, I took it, put a little bit, I really got a frog. I put a little of this together here, and say to this in dedication, these departed souls lived their lives on this earth and answered when God called. Beautiful ancient oaks stand guard, as to say, this is all we need in monument. We are alive. Be still and listen. The old cemetery. It brings in to this, and this broadcast is 420 right now. So here's to you, Don Carroll. This broadcast is dedicated to you, sir. We miss you. There's not a lot of good people that really you get an opportunity in life to be associated with, no matter how far away, not whether it's been face to face. You're part of Real Liberty Media for a good long time. We miss you, man. Listen to you. As man is haunted by the vastness of eternity, we ask ourselves if our actions will echo across time. Will strangers know about our names and wonder about us long after we're gone? Who were we? Did we fight bravely? Did we love? All flesh is grass that withers away, and the glory of man is a flower of the field that fade away. The word endures. For the voice of one saying, cry! And one said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, says he, and the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field What is that? All flesh. We'll be gone one day. He says, cry what? All flesh is grass, and the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. We're here for a season. For all grass is as grass, and the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord says, Peter says this, that the word of the Lord endureth forever. This word, which by the gospel is preached to you. Well, I'm not preaching. I'm telling you what it says here. And I think there's a call anybody hears that they have that to answer for themselves. Not any definition by somebody else telling you what it is. That's there is a time to figure one way or another which to do, what to go, and how to do it. Here we come to the video link there for this. There is a time. Which it's an old was back on Andy Griffith's show. I don't remember. It was back in the 60s. Anyways, it was written by Rodney Dillard and Michael Jane, and this is covered for the sake of music itself. Says Steve, it's an outstanding performance of this on the YouTube, and I got her up there and gathered and it put it right there in place, right there in the radio log. The bluegrass presentation who put it there, and we've taken it over here. I have not put it there. The Darlings are in town visiting, and Charlene sings her signature song to Andy Griffith. The Darlings, there is a time. Well, there is a time, and I've got a playlist on YouTube. That's why I say I listened to about everyone has ever sung that I can find there anyways. And now, I'm going to tell you about Steve. He points this out on something that you can pick up. He's not wanting to praise the anything. He's just a regular old fella. And I don't know, some of y'all will have had friends that play music, sit around, guitar, that sort of thing. Well, Steve's a great, I think he's an awesome, songwriter, first of all, and I like his singing. And they, you know, there's the imperfection, and that's what makes it perfect. What does that song go? F all the perfect people, yeah. So he's not high fluting or nothing like that. But there is a time. There's a time for love and laughter. And the days will pass, like summer storms, and the winter winds will fall after. But there's love. And love is warm. Yes, there is a time for us to wonder. When time is young, and so are we. And the green, the woods are greener over yonder. The path is new and the world is free. There's a time when leaves are falling. The woods are gray and the paths are old. And the snow will come with geese are calling. And you'll need a fire against the cold. So do your roaming in the springtime and you'll find your love in the summer sun. The frost will come and bring the harvest, and you can sleep when the day is done. There is a time. There's a river. Time is like a river flowing with no regrets as it moves on. But around each bend is a shining morning of all the friends you thought were gone. I didn't do that too good there. I'll do that back in again. Try one more time. Stumble through it. This verse here was added in Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. It wasn't in the original ones that most people sing. And I think this is real good. This is that Wandering After. Hold on. You know, after we're gone, after like the grass and we're back into the ground. There's people that have hope or faith in whether it be to be come back again as. And reincarnated or go on to another life or existence. And lots of ideas on what that is. Nobody can write it down and show you a direction how to get there, I don't reckon. But time is like a river flowing. No regrets as it moves on. Around each bend, the shining mooring. And all the friends you thought were gone. Well, we had that one song from Cody Jinks. Kind of echoes that, well, where you end up. be with friends, right? In dreams, like a river drifting around each bend, the shining morning. In the heart, that's where the music's at. It's a beckoning call to faraway places through times past. From the minds of men come words in the makers of worlds. True colors betrayed, you who were untrue, pulling out words against me. I wish I never said, I love you, yours was a lie. Finding heartbreak in the travels through lifetime. Sometimes you get lucky in love. In the end and all through the middle, at times, gut-wrenching, clean up to the noggin. It ain't easy, even by ones that's best led. Life is hard and comes fast, pitch swings of dread, like a wrecking ball, like a bulldozer. By the seat of your pants, you feel the earth move. More than tales told, what's seen by eye, poker not forgotten, even dealt out a hand. The tale's read, right and proper. It's time to go all in. So get your feet up out of bed, let the dawning of the day make way. That's easy for you to say, some will have said, but it's a start. Just a little something, I reckon. Place to begin. I've got here to one from Dara Long, and he sang it, then Steve covered it. It's in here. 4 pages of my life. Pretty good. It's short. Sounds short, does it? 4 pages? Boy, I put it all down in 4 pages. Well, sounds short even hearing it sung. In a long way, a long song, I say, right there. Playing a little pun and fun there with Dara's last name. Well, I've got this down in here, and I figured I'd ought to put her in there. It's one of the super secret identities of the Super Vinny. Nobody's supposed to know. Who is this boy? Who is this poor boy, Scaramouche? Ha! You might want to know. And does he fantango? Now, here's a video that is awesome from Circle. She gave it. I never even heard this guy. It's wonderful. It's because I took on this persona of Capitani Zani. That's right. That's me, Scaramouche. Not too much. Yeah. Well, hey, Scaramouche tweets. Hey, what are you going to say? There he is. So, well, let me tell you a little bit. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Scaramouche. And I open this. Click, 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 and it opens up. Well, I had to steal these pictures right here. Oh, they wouldn't let me copy their own address and post them. Stupid, right? It's like, here, man, I'm going to get you. Somebody maybe come over here, take a look what you got, because they seen this right here. And I didn't like, what do I get out of it? Do I get anything out of this? What do I gain? Now, I have a part to interpret into myself, this visual, just like, man, could you imagine being blind or deaf? It'd be terrible. Well, it becomes part of us. When do we give it back out to it? It becomes whoever receives it. Well, here's old Scaramouche. I want to find out who he is. Well, he comes out of the pages of literature. He's had a bad things happen. It was tragedy. Tragic, this word that my friend Lou pointed out to me, seems to be getting a lot of attention somehow. So I guess probably ought to put a hashtag tragic when it comes to all flesh is grass. Put this Scaramouche. The first line of Scaramouche is one of the most famous in literature. And it goes, he was born with a gift of laughter in a sense that the world was mad. Mad indeed, I say. This comes from R.R. Horton Blogspot. I took that little bit of right there and put it down for you and me to know. They make it our own. Well, about the book, let's see if I can scroll here and make sure I got it all here now. Mm-hmm. About the book. With an introduction by Bernard Cornwell, and the author, the guy, it says, when Andre Lewis witnessed the murder of his best friend by an arrogant and privileged aristocrat, rat, Yeah. He swears to avenge his death, forced to flee from his hometown after stirring up revolutionary fever in the citizens. He falls in with a traveling theater company that and disguises himself as the character of the wily rogue Scaramouche. His ensuing adventures involve hair-raising duels, romance, treachery, and shocking family secrets, all handled with brilliance and wit by this extraordinary hero, Scaramouche. There's the image I took in that bit of information. I'd steal it, too. I ain't really stealing it. I'm just using it and giving it back. It's not like I have a hold of it and or somebody's giving me dollars or nothing, right? Has there been any? See, this is the idea over here. You'll see that sign of the big A with it, with a funny cross across how it was crossed there. And funny colors, maybe. Some people say, what is this, anarchy? No, it means to do no harm. Well, there's that. And we'll go back over here where I was at. And I believe that's on the blog right there next to it, sure enough. Yes. Well, let me tell you something more about me as Scaramouche. Hey, I'm going to go back up, and then back down. Yeah, the question was, who is this poor boy, Scaramouche? Well, do I fantango? Well, I don't know that I do. But I'll put on a good show. 'Tis true, I come to discover secrets, but more to trust than to suspect. And fitly, nothing but words gratify me. Me, the ponder gander, and wander. I see another typo to fix. The ponder gander in a wander wonderland. That's in Portman 2 in the Scaramouche. Hoo ha ha. What? Well, you'll have to find it in the radio log down there. You can figure that out. Yeah, these are really not real places, actually, that exist somewhere in the minds of man. Where these worlds are created, it's a wonderful place. Hey, down here at the bottom, we'll come along. You'll see there that we, I say we, because Grumner helped me. He's wonderful. There's the Ponder Gander podcast player, and it's got a record thing right there, and a whole scroll list of these. So for Daryl Long and Stephen Tilbert and his friends who... One day, if you find this and come down here to want to see what I'm saying, you'll have to go down there and scroll down the list and look for 2019, September 10th and the 11th and the 12th. And then today, happy Friday the 13th. So the first three, now this one here, this will go out in all the places, out to YouTube, bit shit, and shooting shit. Excuse me, what? Hold on. I think I got to spit them words out. I think I'll come to that a little later in the notes over here. Hold on. Thank God for the coffee bean. Hold on a minute. I'm live on the mic here. All righty. Let me get a cigarette here. Oh, where was I? Oh, it's over here. So scroll back down into the date time there, because the numbers change. It goes from one down, so the numbers always change in where it is in the playlist. But 2019, September the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. The 10th is called Muse to the Music. Stephen Tilbert pulling out words in black and white. Number two is Stephen Tilbert laying down the lines in black and white. Those two pre-tunications come together to bring this here, the culmination. Mused in Music was yesterday. And I played some music out from Daryl Long and his wife Dolly. And this is number three. Can I read it? It gets truncated. Mused in the Music. Dolly, Dara and Dolly Long, from the black and white of life. And then it cuts off to the color something. I forgot it. Sorry. To the color. Anyways, it's all tuned in and incorporated into what I got going here with this today. So, them three right there, because I played all that music out, and YouTube is like a copyright cops, and it ain't nowhere but right here. Yeah, I reckon y'all probably be all right with that, and if there is any problem, you just tell me, and we'll fix it. But otherwise, there it is, parked there to go with this broadcast that is going out to the other places that does go. That's a long playlist in through there, past broadcast. And then, so what I've got down here below it then is a screenshot to show you the title all right there. And I'd have to really blow it up to be able to see that. Yeah, but it's this, that Colors Life anyways, with Dara and Dolly, his wife. You hit it? All right, buddy, I'll see you a bit. Watching them now, hearing them, I can even hear this music that they give out there. And it goes around and about and comes back in and goes back out. But anyways, you could also see their light shine. You ever see somebody's eyes light up? Yeah. Even their skin glows. Well, them two right there, that's what I see, that glow of love when they look at each other. Been married 16, 17 years now, last June, if I heard said right. Let's see where I'm at. Right there below that picture, yeah. So it'll be, I've got descriptions in there, building the broadcast, pre-tuned 1 through 3, audio only. And it is Mused in the Music. And that be, I've got to do an open Seymour. No, yes. Stephen Tolbert, Pulling Out Words in Black and White. I clicked that. And I think I put this in a Dabble link that it'll bring you over to places that you might not otherwise go. Well, explore more, I say. That's right. So I hear she be, sure enough. And it opens up in a photograph. Or no, it's not a photograph. What do you call a picture that's posted, that's copied, and screen snipped it? There it is. Number 2 is Stephen Tolbert laying down the lines in black and white. Daryl and Dolly Long, from the black and white of life to full color. That's what I describe in that glow that you see. I see it. I think everybody else might. Somebody might. Where did I scroll down here? Let's see. Mused in the Music. The man from Alabama, pulling out the words and laying down the line right here today, Real Liberty Media. A Tale in Tune and Making Records in black and white. All right, so there I'm done, I believe. Wait, let me go back, make sure, right, see, and then I'll go over and pick up my pad that I had my pen all over when I was elbow deep in ink. Yes, down here at the bottom, that let's see, when was it? Thursday, no, Wednesday, someday this week. It was during part 2 that after the show I played some more music and kept going there and didn't get into the recording. But these are from Dara and the list here. What was played is Mary and Willie cover. This one was so much fun. Rink them, mink them, doodle. That's a cover by Darren and his wife, Dolly. And the San Antonio Rose. I can't help but sing when I hear that one. And Gone Fishing. That was written and recorded by Darren himself. And then Maybe's an original also. Part 3 of that's down here in the being that radio player down there. And the songs I played from them right here included, and you can go find and see that glow that I'm talking about. You see the love when they look at each other, and they did. I played some of their covers. Daryl's got a lot of good music of his own, and I wanted to play them two together, demonstration of what him is there in this world that we live in, when we're contrasting our occupation and what we're seeking, really, huh? Well, depends on. Let's see, do I got that still in front of me where I can reread it? Oh, I can remember it. Yeah, so the difference there in the occupation, right, contrasting it. That, the one that, let's sing it in the song. Feel good? No, that ain't it. I can't think of it. There's a word out there. It's music somewhere, maybe. But anyway, so the difference. What are we looking for? True love? Real love? Let's go see somebody holler at me. Hello, hello. Who said that? Where's my name? Somebody posted me something, or didn't it? I heard it click. It did it again. There it is. Hooray. I made it for the end. Oh, hey, Krimner. Right on. He was out and about. Oh, there's where it popped up at. Krimner come in with a now. Here. Back over here. Yes, I was giving a holler out there to Daryl and Dolly. A hit set, Dolly and Daryl, no doubt. Yeah, is that? Oh, I got to take that off the bottom. I have it duplicated. And that takes me to the end of that. And then I'm going to go pick up a big, long list. I'll probably go over an hour. You know what I'm going to do? I need to quench my thirst. Let me, I'm going to go put a song on, but let me go push it. Let me find one. And then I'll go push pause like a dog and pause on the player. Well, let's see. Oh, that's a good one. The one I was talking about, the four, and I can pick it up from over here. Four pages. Let me scroll back up. Four pages from my life. Way up here. Above the Scaramouche. And there it is. And so I'll go. Let me push pause, and then I can go right back there to it. And I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Thanks, Daryl. I'm sorry, Stephen sung that for Daryl's song. Four pages of my life, written by Daryl Long. As a bit, audio only, and it's over here in the radio log. You know, I ought to have, you see over there the in a long song. That's Daryl singing it right there. All right, it's what I've done here. As I was playing out this music and going along through these last 3 days, and pulling little bits and pieces and parts, and some of them are touching, and others won't, I guess. And if you listen to the music, you may pull something else out yourself altogether. But I will run through the music I played. Bicycles and the Tall Grass. That's a song from September 2019 that Steve wrote. Oh, I put notes elsewhere too, didn't I? Dadgummit. Let me go. I got them. Hold it. Wait, where's it at? Here it is. Yeah, Bicycles in the Grass. It's where the living used to be. Where the living used to be. That's place and time. And he talked about old Crazy Jim, sure enough. I think I'll find him along here more in the notes as well. And in the Shadow of the Pine. And the Dawning of the Day, which I included into a lot of words I threw in around it. Some of them look jumbled, and unless you say them the right kind of way, it really don't make no sense, I think. But I tried to play fast and loose with some words in there and squashed them together. I'd go back and read that one again before I'm done. Try again. Well, if it wasn't real, I guess I wouldn't care. Sometimes in this song from Dawning of the Day, you wait till sunrise where it's not so lonesome. There's that. Okay. Then on past Crazy Jim. Yeah, old Crazy Jim. He carried boulders on his shoulders. Was he a strong man or crazy? He did a lot of things that only made sense to him. In the Shadow of the Pines, the song about where we're going to all end up one day, maybe underneath, maybe in contemplation and prayer, maybe just lie there in oceans of diamonds to cover. It's all I need to make me feel fine. It's ominously beautiful, or maybe beautifully ominous. We got some Alabama fried strings. He's just stringing free. Stringing the sing. Sing, ding, ding, ding. Well, we come across some covers and we'll find out where some people are looking for. The Stairway to Heaven. amused Melody. And 10 bottles of beer on the wall. 10 bottles of beer. I take one down, pass it around. Well, I'm going to sing that to accompany songbirds. And I missed licking out a tune, tuna fish, skipped. Almighty. Well, we get on and we skipped this one right there. I jumped over one in the playlist for girls. What else? And passed Southern Wisteria to let the dawning of the day take these long hours away. Merriment and sorrow, does one go before another? Were they not both the cause of love? Stop to smell the spring blossoms. First chiseled in stone, says Vern Gosden. You don't know about sadness until you've lived a life alone. And you don't know lonely until it's carved in stone. Turn the page. We got on and we got to celebrate just in time. I mean, it just come right on in there like it knew where it was supposed to be. Talking about that vibrational frequency, I think. Wildwood Flower was a 420 vine time. Fire in the hole. Nothing Else Matters report. Yeah, then we came to Nothing Else Matters. The cover. That, again, I got to say, I'm just so glad for bluegrass, especially. But in general, I think cover songs, see what I'm saying, people take that music and then take it, make it their own, and put it back out there, and it's something else, the same and different. But they did that old Nothing Else Matters. Now, who did that? Well, let me go look over here in the chat so I can see. And it'll take a minute to get down at Grimner. Who sang that Nothing Else Matters? I forget. But I don't like their version of it at all. Not at all. Grimner asked me the other day, he said, do you sit here and listen to this kind of music all day? I sure do. You know there's different tastes, right? You might get something from somewhere else that I wouldn't even think to go or want to. Well, no matter how far you go, so close yet so far, forever trusting who we are. I don't know. But perhaps it takes a blind heart. What did I say here? A blind heart from my story of... I'm messing it up. I didn't see what I wrote there. Oh, that's what it says. That's why I couldn't read it right. I was making three words out of two. Perhaps it takes a blind heart. The mystery of how the darkness shines. Can somebody tell you and not allow you? Well, mama don't allow, and I don't care. The music is being sung. And going down that road, feeling bad. That's from old Dan D. Durge's cover, where the water tastes like wine. I ain't going to be treated this way. No, sir, I ain't. Getting there, got this old dirt road. The skies above ain't all that's blue, you know. Using up that's all... Wait. Y'all, back up. It ain't all that's blue. Living up to all... I wrote a bunch over on the side. But let me cipher just a second here. I'm going to back up to do it. Let's see. Getting there. Got this old dirt road. The skies above. It ain't all blue. Using up... living up to all that. Yeah, it's not all blue living up to all that. Now, this is where I was saying where he was talking about not wanting the praisers have to something to live up to your expectations and so forth. And he don't want to be let down. That's back to all flesh, you know. And I think we've all felt that way. The way we feel it. Full of trouble. For a few days, sometimes wonder at the things you've done. And a man of constant sorrow, with hands tied around a hard luck cup, been drinking from a... Let me try again. Hand tied around a hard knock cup, been drinking from hard to swallow. can't spit out the sobering sorrow. I can't spit out the slobbering word, can I? Can't spit out the slobbering sorrow. Apes, wait. Man, I'm sorry, I'm messing up. Yeah. Well, he wipes and washes the stain. Well, that I really didn't do good justice to, but this whole hard life that we knock about in and get dirty sometimes, and not only on the outside. And looking for that renewal of that soul of mine. Well, that word's inside. And we get to this place, the state where I was born and raised, fare thee well. There's one promise that's given. Now I'll meet you on God's golden shore. We get on down to Who Is She? These songs that he sang. And I wonder, it seems like I should know. His sovereign sorrow. More than some will ever know. Can you hear those words in the song? I hear them. That's where they live. Wow. Inside. Got them wrapped up right inside here. Stained with defeat. Worried down. Struggling up. Can't get enough. But there's good news. Thank God for the coffee bean. I was going to say country again. I don't know why I am. I can't spit out this slobbering slurl. Sobering sorrow. Even. We get to the song from Towns Van Zandt, Rake. And beat me back down. Find it be time. Like water, and I'm the sea. Prides and pleasure. Got it. Thought to be given. Sorry. Prides and pleasure. Thought to be forgiven. And here I've got a lot of writing over myself here. Let me see where it is so I can know. I think I pulled it out there. All right. Prides and pleasure. Thought to be forgiven. Like fire on my skin. Even the moonlight is blinding. But fear not, my child. This is one of those days. Being lazy, maybe. Why not put it off for tomorrow? You see, it's one of those days. It ain't really, but it could be. Laid back. Wind blows through the pines. Did he ever say, I wish I'd never said I love you? And live with that regret. You know I love you so, you might say. Wherever you've a mind to go. It's a song from the heart. We get on down to Lucille. That's a response. Well, Lucille just rocks. That's back home, ain't it? And then the Stairway to Heaven again. We're finding our way through this world and looking and looking and looking on where we at. Back on the Stairway to Heaven. And then we go hell bound, or hell's hound on my trail, that is. Going to hell and back. And we didn't even sing Me Back Home, but we did. We will. You heard it if you did. That's a song I used to hear. Sing me back home. Headed to heaven. Take me away. Too much water, maybe. That's when I said, oh, we've got a long journey. We might need some. And maybe it gets so far that it's too mad to come back home. Now's the time to let you know. Here it comes from another song. Got to swim the sea, maybe. Especially when the ships are sinking. Got to jump out and get into it. Look at that. Time right into an hour. Was that me or just how that works? I don't know. Well, I had to. All flesh is grass. Who is this bluegrass picking whatever homegrown? Get to picking anyways. He done did it. String and sing. All down lonesome. Mm-hmm. Something worked around in open D, I guess it was. Got to do my time. And then he strummed a little bit of the night chord, which was pretty fitting. Got to do my time. That judge looked down on me and said he's going to put me on a good road. Well, there's some nature lessons in there, surely. Out there, popcorn and mimosas, and don't talk about my mama behind my back. He didn't like, that's what Steve was talking about, he didn't like mimosa trees because they talk behind his mama's back. And he's got a sweet gum tree, got named it Juicy Fruit, even though it does not produce good fruit. He sang about my unknown child. That's the one that gets started in my heart. It's going to be a part of next week's final in black and white series here. It's going to be bloody. Bloodied in black and white. Talk about that later. Well, memories of us. Everything is still the same. That's a cover there, memories of us. Is everything still the same? Memories, do they change? We get into some scarlet ribbons and finger picking. It won't change for anyone. Nothing to do with arrogance. There's that word, arrogance. Hey, some people might take somebody as being arrogant, maybe. Or even call them a peacock. Well, for Elsie, there's a little instrumental in there. And then the you. Too many syllables sometimes. I do it. Ba-doop-a-doop-a-doop. Well, and he got all turned around, of course, and picked up a match and played some boogie with a burning match. I couldn't tell you. That was something to see. Well, Mama don't allow. She don't allow no burning match picking or none of that stuff. Say what? There was some Inspector Gadget along the way and back under the cedar tree. That place we all might find ourselves one day. What do you say? Where do you call out to? Lead me, dear Lord, through all adversity and all that I do and that all that I can bear. I'm getting better. Jim Reeves sang it that way. Maybe too close to the flame. I know. I'll never be the same. Guess things happen that way. Well, I don't like it. Well, I find another on my own. Just picking it. It gets down to nobody's business. That's another cover. Who said something? Hi, Circle. Weird and wonderful, she says, I am. You're wonderful. That's another person that is that gives that stuff that I get. I take it and make it my own, that muse that is part of me. It makes part of me. It becomes part of me and who I am from her, from my friend Circle. I was asked earlier this morning if I was all consider myself an artist. Well, I was talking about these terrible artists in history. It looked like a wiped shinola on one shoe and, well, what did step in and should be wiping off on it. Yeah, and then wiped it off on, I don't know. I don't understand it. Looked like maybe a kid but had painted it or something. But, hey, it's art, right? It's interpretation by the individual. So, my artist, it's a think and feel at the same time. I think I'm an artist. I feel like one. I think like one. There's a connection I know with artists. I think that is connected. Like music, but maybe even... I think we're all artists to art. Even if we can't paint nothing but with crayons outside the lines, is all right too. Right? That want to create. I think it's built in. It comes out of us. There's other things inside tell us things. Sometimes going to stop and be still and to hear that still small voice. But I think it's there. If we don't ever shun it so much not to hear it no more. Is that what make people go bad? They break inside? They're breaking or are they just damaged? Is there a point somewhere they can't come back? No matter how far you go. I've done some living and Lord knows some learning. A man comes to understand the lessons sometimes. I'm the kind of man walking on a railroad all the long day. Well, whether you're on the tracks or not, most of them southern towns got trains going through them. The rain falls on all, great and small, right and wrong. Where do you find me? Well, I got a pad in hand. I had a pen on top of it. Because why? The pen is mightier than the sword. In this contrast in the occupation, there's those that would go and think that guns, the sword, will be the answer. Circle said, I agree. Creativity is weaved into the fabric of us. I think so, too. Well, if you got to go to guns, it's gone too far, probably, because there's a whole lot of other guns out there, maybe. But I'm not saying I'm against guns or any of that. I'm saying weighing options and how we get there at a point where you can't come back. What else you got to guard for in life? Your words. Those words. Them words. Yeah, they'll be used against you. They can and will be. Whether it be in societal constraints or in a legal system. People in prison for that. Just for words. Can you believe that? In words. The heart of music. Or we find it on the radio. But maybe it takes a blind heart. It's hard to understand. Thank God for the coffee bean again. But there is a time. There is. And I'll fight. Be all lonesome and thinking about you. Echoing words. Like a whippoorwill. They consider me feathered. What's in the middle? Well, that's what matters most. So, Peacock mentioned, yeah, in the song. And then there's the shout out for Rob Works. Yeah, sing me a song, Mr. Pianoman. No, I just threw that in there. Well, what do you mean to mean? I say. 4 pages of my life, but there along, there it is. Again, because it seems so short to say. I'm telling that sort of way, but hey. A song does it, doesn't it? There's some things remembered. Right there from Darrow and Dolly. It's my life in a nutshell from them 4 pages. There's more than I could tell, though, as he says. Singing your love song. There he was, expressing what ain't wrong. Government and politics are distractions, right? From the real thing. A few kinds of strollers lift up till the lifting lets them down. So that's some words I was saying a little bit earlier. Strollers lift up till the lifting lets them down. Do you put your hope in somebody, in the praise or the support or any number of ways that you're dependent, that you have the lack of ability yourself to control or fulfill or find? Well, sometimes that lifting up's good, right? We need that support at least to keep us from falling over. It's true nature of the beast. There's in the description there. I put some pluses in there that's in the video that I don't have in front of me, but then the videos you play, you make out the title of the song, because I'm a saying them, sure enough. Your interest to know, you can go search over on his YouTube channel, Steve T, and then River Drifting. You got two of them, and Darrow, D-A-R-R-O. You'll find them all here in the radio log here. And it's all done, tunicated, and put out there. What can I say? Call the dogs. Here, dogs! Yeah. Well, and then he got down to little brother doing some picking. And again, already been nothing less than. Well, love made us rich, and he got to 27 to catch up, or 27 to catch up to him. I left 27 long ago. Will it ever catch up? I don't think so. It's gone back there in the past where it lives. But it's still alive, ain't it, inside? And there? Is that younger feller in there? Well, if you don't like me, I can only say is, forget me. I'll say what Steve said in the song anyways. Forget me when I'm gone. It says what? Yeah, here's some mushy pears and blues that he does right there. And also talks about thankful for each other. That's a place to be, being thankful. Well, I was there. Sure was. And then found the Dear John letter. And it says, I scribbled it. Oh, these are two other songs here anyways. And Dreamcatcher comes in there. And If I Didn't Know Better, I'd be saying what it was. And I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. Can I sing? All Flesh Is Grass. You ever hear it? The Fresh in the Wind, the Tall Grass. The River Drifting. All Flesh Is Grass. And The Goodliness I See, like the flower of the field, all withered away. There's a man born of a woman, full of troubles for a few days, like a vapor. Appears for a short time, and with time vanishes away. Well, I've oft time wonders about the things I've done, and vexation of spirit, vanity beneath the sun, all flesh is grass, and the goodliness I've seen. Well, they're like the flowers of the field that wither away. Who are we? White man, red man, black man, all men, all flesh is grass, all withers away. I'm not fighting to be right, I'm fighting to be right. The flesh and the spirit, contrasting this control in this system about us. That also is within ourselves and with others. We muse that part others shared, that shareness of themselves that we share and experience to be a part of them now. Where we find this inspiration and all that entails is these good things and good people. Well, give me a song of joy, of happiness. The want to create that arc, that open door. And all those songs about blues. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Steve Tolbert. Thanks, Daryl Long. Dolly, you're wonderful. Daryl, your mom and the rest of your family sings real fine, too. And what a, you guys have got people there that I'm just figuring out how y'all, these people that like to pick and sing and that sort of thing. There's a great group of folks around there that that's some of them places I get to go. I get to go and see them, discover them, find that song that will sing in my heart, them words that I can find for myself, what describes me, what makes me feel, or what I want to feel, or where I want to go, what I want to do, where, when. Oh, why? We can sing about it, tell it in a song. This has been a Ponder Gander. What matters? What I call radio writing. I like to make up words like that. Artunication, sure enough. I've got All Flesh Is Grass hashtagged up in here. In this bit of connecting voices, yeah, a Ponder Gander, a wander on the wander. Well, what I didn't say, you might read the rest right here at Real Liberty Media, RLM Radio. This is the R-Log. We've looked at Scattermoosh, and sounds great, maybe, less feeling. Standing in a gap, that's where I'll be, right here. As a paraphrase, pleasure receiving me, Vinny, RLM Radio. Wander Wanderland. Rambling along. Let me scroll down. Yep. Tune in time from The Colors of Life. From Black and White. Yes, it's been a tune in time. And it'll echo from a string and sing or tapping out the tempo. What matters, just ponder gander, telling it as I see it or say it in the radio writing series. Thanks, Steve Tobert. Been mused in the music from the man from Alabama. Tail in tune in a pad and pen, pulling out words and laying down the line. All of them laid down there right there. Ay-de-de-de-de-de-de-poo. Cause the pen is mightier than sword. And all flesh is grass. We all the same. We live and die. Yeah. Hey, this is Friday. Thanks, Grimner. This is the free cursed Friday right here at Real Liberty Media. And Grimner Moose Girl, come along for a big old good time. Call it a ball, y'all. The Freakers Ball. Come on along. 11 o'clock tonight. If you're on the East Coast of America. Then tomorrow, no, we're not doing. Flash, you're going to come back radio with me. He got me all hooked on it. And then just quit. Come back. Yeah, he like me. You know, sometimes you got to walk away. But I'm gonna set him a trap. I'm going to put a rope around his leg. Make him stay. Like an old dog or a pony. Well, come back Sunday anyways for radio. And about noon o'clock, we'll be playing some trivia. If you got fast fingers, and the internet helps. You can flick them and pick them and play some trivia with us right here. Show up earlier and turn the radio on right here. If you like blues, it's good to just let there and let it soak in. All that music comes in there and makes us who we are. But we express ourselves anyways. Change our mood. Yeah, it helps. Yeah. But anyways, come a little earlier and you can hear Grimner himself as he's flipping them flips into switches and the picking and the ticking and the clicking and all that stuff that he does to make the stuff come out there where we can hear it. That's about, get there about 15, 20 minutes early and turn your radio on. And then be ready for some trivia at noon, East Coast time. 3 hours later, now imagine if you will, we start with the blues and trivia at noon on the East Coast. And 3 hours later, guess what? It's noon again, noon o'clock on the left coast out there by the Pacific. And Hal Anthony's coming out from behind the woodshed to give you some lessons. He ain't going to drag you back here and open a can of whoop ass on you. He's going to show you how to eat your spinach. He ain't going to chew the cabbage twice. Let me tell you how, you know, he might tell you how cows eat cabbage, but if you're not a ruminant, you may not know what it is he has to say. Well, I tell you, he'll point you on the path as a pathfinder. Not only in what comes against you, and these people, I'm sorry, they just don't want, won't, I don't know what. Hal Anthony could have saved lives, people from prison, but his word was not received. In this occupation, in contrast, and if you'll go on down here, if you're listening and don't know me, go down the bottom of the radio log there and you'll see some about me and where it was I was at. And standing in the gap. And where does that leave me at? Yeah, back there with Hal. Learning how to not get hit. Hey, appreciate y'all. Well, okay, hey, thanks, buddy. Just go ahead and drop them. I'll get them. Thanks, man. See you later.
Yep.
All right. Wait a minute. We won't cut off. Yeah, that's where we was at, behind the woodshed. And we'll come back Monday. Now, a lot of people like to grumble and moan about this and that and what's going on in the world and what they're hearing on the TV and all that and there. It's terrible. Yeah, some's hard to swallow. Well, we've got grim leftovers, and it might make you sick to hear it. But 7 p.m. East Coast time, Grimner's back here with Grim Leftovers. Well, some yum yum fun anyways. Come on along and get your belly full. And I think that takes us on out to the folks that have left radio in high 80s or low 80s or wherever they ended up at. They're still here in the network. We'll come back for what was on last night was Pimpster and Proopster. No. Poopster and Prince Power Hour. And I was sleeping. I didn't stay up for them, fellas. But anywho, that does it again. I'll be back next Friday at noon o'clock Central. Noon Central. It's a place, it's a time, and it's where I'm at. And where you're at, if you're listening, oh, then this is a perfect time, and here we go. It's 1 minute. I'll type it in chat. We'll make this official. 4:20 somewhere, and that'll do, because, hey, 4:20 Vine time is a fine time to do. And I've got to put this fire in the hole with it. And as soon as I'm done doing that, I'm going to go push some buttons, and we'll be done. There it is, right there. 4:20 Vine time, fire in the hole. Vanna White's one of our bots. She says, puff, puff, pass. And Smartass says, fire up the bubbler. Birdman brings First Lady Bud. Which First Lady? The second one? The last one? The one before that? I don't know. Where's that button at? Let me get over here to it. There I am. I'm a duck. Bang! I got shot by Sock Puppet. We got a duck game going in here. Oh, wait. He shot himself in the foot first, and Grimder came back and shot me. Perfect timing. 4:20 Vine time, and there I popped up in as Vincent Easley the duck. Quack, quack. Yes. I thought I was a duke. They said I was a duck. I said, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, what do you got? Well, I'm a ponder gander. I ain't no duck. But I've been, should have ducked a time or two that I didn't. I'm done. See y'all. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. Hey, Daryl. And Steve and Dolly, this I hope you'll be getting. I'll be sending you this to give to you to see what you'll do with it, like it or not. I hope you do. This is been mused and taken in a part of you, into myself. And Steve especially want to tell you, it's like I already know you. Like, I mean, you remind me of a friend or two, and I see what comes out of you in your music, and I appreciate it, and I feel for you, brother. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.